if you can get a person where you can monitor all their communications, you can isolate them, you can then crush them psychologically. Mm. It's the old trick of any totalitarian regime. That's what they do. And this is unfortunately what's happened to universities now. They've become very authoritarian organisations that are run by the administrators rather than by academics.
But this is a place of higher learning. This is a place of open, supposedly, of open intellectual inquiry.
And that's the problem. If this was a company, well, they sort of own you, right? But this is a university, and if these sorts
of... A public institution,
public money is being used here, and to use that to do these sorts of things is a disgrace to what a university should actually be.
Would it be fair to say that in the 21st century at our universities, the old ethic of the search for the truth at the very least has been diluted?
I think that's definitely true, yeah. I mean, it's in the funding as well, that you've just got to go along with whatever's the flavour of the month.
And what in particular attracts the most funding? I can hazard a guess, but...
Yeah, well, you've got to say climate change at least half a dozen times in any application to have any chance at all.